Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 10, especially these words. Jesus said, "And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come die with Jesus. That seems like that's the theme of our readings today. Come, take up your cross, lose your life, and die with Jesus. "I have not come to bring peace," Jesus says, even though that's what the angels sang on Christmas morning, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. But Jesus has come to bring strife, and explains it, doesn't he? Father against son, mother against daughter. Take up your cross and follow. Master, servant is not above his master. And if they've called your master Beelzebul, how much more will they despise you? Jesus continues these instructions given to the 12 who were sent out. But for us listening now, we get to overhear. And perhaps sadly so. For these instructions strike us also, that we should take up our cross, that Jesus will bring into our life strife and difficulty. But yet, there is that reward, the prophet's reward, the righteous man's reward. So, take up your cross and follow Jesus. We Lutherans know how to do this very well, don't we? It's been engraved in us from little on through catechesis. Those three uses of the law, the curb, the mirror, and the guide. The curb curbs our outward action. All of the thou shalt not, don't do that, of the commandments. But that's not enough. We know that, as Christians. It's not enough to give lip service to God's law as the Pharisees did. They knew all of the thou shalt nots. And yet, they were like whitewashed tombs, nice on the outside and full of death and sin and corruption on the inside. So lay the inside bare. That's what the mirror does. It reflects back to us exactly who we are, that we are by our very nature sinful and unclean. That all of those thou shalt nots in the law, we have broken them all. We have had other gods before the true God. We've dishonored his name and his day. We've worshipped everything under the sun. And as for loving our neighbor, we've despised him, lusted after him, hated him, lusted after what he has had. We have broken each and every commandment. The law points back to us. Is Nathan pointing to David? You are the one who's a sinner. We see that in Paul, don't we? In our epistle today. Paul just came through that beautiful section of Romans chapter 6 about baptism and having all of our sins washed away, all of them. Oh, wretched man that I am. Paul knows that in this life there is no peace. We are at war within our very selves. At war, perhaps, in a family, as unbelievers may try to pull you away from Christ. But it's even closer to home than that, within our own selves. That sin wars against you, desiring to rip you from Jesus. You can hear it all the time, can't you? Did God really say? You've got to go to church on Sunday morning when it's this warm? Did God really say you've got to honor His name when someone asks you about the hope you have in Christ? Did God really say you have to love your neighbor, even that guy who's unlovable? Yes. The more we know the law, the more we see exactly who we are, sinful. So the law is holy. The commandment is righteous and good, which means that you and I are not. For that commandment shows us our sins and shows us how we do not measure up to God. Take up your cross and follow Him. Use the law rightly. Realize exactly who you are. Isn't that what Matthew realized? As he was sitting there collecting taxes and Jesus came by and said, "Follow me." Matthew understood. He realized he was a sinner. He needed this Jesus to save him. And for Matthew, he invited all of his friends to that big banquet, that they would hear from Jesus as well, that they would confess their sins and draw upon Jesus Christ for the forgiveness that Jesus offers sinners. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. So take up your cross, your sins, and bring them all to Jesus. Isn't that where the law leads us? To see what Jesus has done for us, as we realize that we cannot save ourselves, for we are under that righteous and good condemnation of the law, and God should crush us eternally in hell. We turn to Jesus to receive that righteous man's, that prophet's reward. What secret thing could that reward be? It's not that secret. You know it. It's Jesus. What greater reward is there than Jesus? Than the one who died for you, coming to you to forgive you all your sins? Isn't that where the law takes us who use it rightly? To see what Jesus has done for us and to rejoice in the good news of the gospel, that our sins are forgiven, and that we receive Jesus as our reward. Not that we have earned it or worked for it, but it's given freely by grace through faith in Christ. It's given to you. Jesus is given to you. Your baptism into Him, your sins are washed away. What greater reward is there than that? He's given to you in the Word as you hear about what He has done for you. What greater reward is there than that? He's given to you in the Supper. You taste and see how good God is to you to forgive a sinner like you. What greater reward is there than that? What more do we need? What more do we long for than Jesus Christ and Him crucified for us? The answer to the law and the answer to our sin is just Jesus. Knowing Jesus, knowing the answer to our sins and the good news of the gospel, brings us to that third use of the law, the guide, which transforms all of those negatives of the law, all of those thou shalt nots, into you get to come and worship God and receive His gifts. You get to come into His presence and speak His name and die to yourself and be covered with His name. You get to love your neighbor as yourself, even that guy who's completely unlovable. You get to do all of this, even if it's something as simple as receiving a prophet or a righteous man or giving a cup of cold water. All of that we are blessed to do in Christ. We're blessed to do so many more things than give a cup of cold water. Those disciples were blessed to go out into those villages and towns and speak Jesus and allow others to serve them with the first article blessings. So also we are blessed to go out there and speak and live Jesus. We are blessed to give our first article blessings to those around us in need, and to support the ministry of our congregation. Yes. Take up your cross and follow Jesus. Yes. It's what we do as we die to sin and live to Christ. We are, after all, set free from the law to live that new life in Christ. In his name, amen.